5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm having a spell because my horse is about to run it.
Put moron number two on the phone.
How's that for a half-decent idea?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, of course you feel good. Ooh. You're listening to us. It's another beautiful day.
Beautiful.
Oh, and I'll tell you, we've got a big show. Josh Gibson joins us, three-time premiership star of the Hawks. And then Peter Dixon with an amazing new documentary that's going to run on the weekend, The Ripple Effect. Looking forward to chatting to Peter. Fine, fine filmmaker.
Yep.
And then Idiot Song.
Oh, no.
Well, apparently there's parts one, two, and three. That's how much material just from this week.
Wow.
We had to jam into The Idiot Song. Maddie did a beautiful job with that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, that isn't an unbelievably good show. I'll have a look at you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. I'm well, thank you. Yes, thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Because beautiful day good. And, of course, tonight at 12... 11:59, we go into non-lockdown.
No, we don't.
Down in Geelong, sorry.
Bill,
yeah.
When you consider that there's probably a million people that listen to this show.
And a million in Geelong.
Probably about 40,000 of that million in Geelong.
Yes.
So the other 100,000 people are still in lockdown and don't want to hear you gloat about it.
I'm not gloating. Shepparton, Ballarat, Warrnambool, Jim. What about poor old Mornington Peninsula?
Yeah, exactly.
They're part of Melbourne, whereas us down the other side aren't. We're regional.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, it's great to be with you, and g'day to you, Rabs.
Oh, hang on. Might not be over yet. 5 seconds to go. Is that a bounce? 13! 13! Can you believe it?
There you go.
Yesterday, it was 9 years to the day, buddy, kicked 13 goals.
Buddy.
Were you there, Jim, on that day?
I was there, and I'll tell you what happened. We got not only did he kick 13, we got belted. I think the margin was 100 points or something.
Yes.
And then Brad Scott and I had to fly back first flight out. The North stayed and did some clinics and stuff the next day. We had to fly out that night with the Hawthorn team on their flight.
Did they say
so the two of us are parked in the middle, Roughhead sitting ahead of us, Lewis and Hodge are sitting behind us, and the only two North Melbourne people there were the coach and the president in the middle of all of that.
Nice.
It wasn't a great day, Bill.
Speaking of Buddy, Jim, he only needs 4 goals to equal Jack Titus's tally of 970.
Yes.
So that means he needs 34 to get to 1,000. Say there's 10 games left.
For 11.
11, but Buddy might miss one or two. So he's got to kick 34 goals in 10 games. Can he do it, Jim?
Well, he can. He'd have to have a couple of biggies.
Yeah, that's
right. A couple of big eights or sixes nines or sevens or something. But he's capable of that. I'll watch that game on the weekend. I'll tell you what he is doing. He's flushing the set shot, kicking beautifully. Mm. His timing with those is just superb.
Who hits it better, him or Tex?
Probably. Tex. Well, probably Tex over the journey. But at the moment... Big Bud is getting every single bit of it.
Yep. Hey, the mid-year draft last night, North Melbourne got Jacob Edwards.
Yes.
We knew that, the big ruckman.
The big Mentone flyer.
Exactly. Hawthorn went with John Newcomb.
Yes.
So good luck there, Jai.
Newcomb.
He actually put money on his head. He said, oh, 170,000. So good luck to him.
Yep.
Collingwood went with Ashley Johnson, Jim, who's a very good player over there with Sturt, which is spelt the same way forward and backwards.
Oh, no.
Called Apollodrome.
I don't think it is.
No. That would be Sturt.
That's true. That's not right. Yep. Anyway, Johnson,
that's
guess what?
Glenelg is what you're thinking.
Yes, that's true, Jim.
Yeah.
He joins his half-brother and housemate, Shane McAdam, who plays for Adelaide.
Right.
That's his brother, Jim.
Oh, right, I see.
How good's that?
Mm-hmm.
And cousin Sam Procheski, Seaton. So that's interesting. And then it went on.
Any prep going to this?
I think it might be part four of Idiot Song.
And guess what? At number 10 pick, Richmond picked Matthew Parker, who was at the Saints. So he's got a second chance. Good luck to him, Jimmy boy. Collingwood have been granted, Jim, to go to South Australia.
Oh, no. What sort of business? Hey, have you still not had a beer?
No, haven't had one yet.
This
can
is
you believe
what we're
that?
Dealing with.
Couldn't even get one.
I just don't understand where you're at.
And an exception to enter South Australia to play the Crows, Jim, of course. God. And this
as long as,
and this is the South Australian Chief Public Health Officer. She's a professor, Nicola Spurrer.
Nicola.
Righto. Not that I've been to many football games. I have noticed occasionally it does get kicked into the crowd. If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Do not touch that ball, Jim.
Are you serious?
That's it.
Like, are we being serious?
Well, yeah.
That's a snapshot of the bananas that are running this whole thing, Bill.
I don't think she's a football fan.
Oh, I would guess not.
No.
Has it occurred to her that maybe everyone at Collingwood would be close to the most tested individuals in the country and they wouldn't actually be allowed to be part of a match day if they had any COVID issues at all?
The restrictions are tough on Collingwood. They've got at the minute.
Well, of course they are.
They're really tough.
So, Bill, if they're touching the ball, not a bit like North, they're not probably doing it as much as they should be. But if they're touching the ball, they're the least of your problems.
Guess what? When De Goey doesn't touch it right this week, he gets three touches. Guess what they're going to say? Oh, he's taken the advice of the Chief Health Minister.
Well, you did for most of your career.
Oh, thank you, Rabs. And even James Molino, who's the Premier at the minute, he's had a little slip-up, Jim.
The only way out of this pandemic is the successful rollout of the vaccine. You know, the vaccine is our enemy. Oh, sorry, I'll start again. There we go. That'll run tonight. The virus is our enemy.
Oh, there's a couple of unravelling, Jim.
There'd be some humour attached to that if it wasn't as farcical as it is.
The French Open, Jim.
Yes.
Another saga there. Two top seeds have tested positive over there. But the Aussies are still alive there. There's two Aussies left, Jim. We've got Ash Barty and, of course, Alex Diminor. Yes, so they're playing.
Nice.
I've got to tell you about Shayna Heal. So, you know... Hammer's daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She went eighth pick.
Oh, no. What is that?
Eighth pick in the 2021 WNBA draft, okay? Mm-hmm,
yep.
So she went over there to Chicago Sky. She goes to a first road trip, Jim. She's at the airport, and guess what happened?
What happened?
She got traded to Dallas Wings.
What the hell?
In a first game, ready to play at the airport to fly to play, she got traded to Dallas Wings, and guess what they did?
What'd they do?
They let her go.
Oh, no. So she hasn't got a place to play.
So she went pick number eight and at the minute hasn't got a club.
What the hell?
Hasn't got a club. That is unbelievable.
What is that? What even is that?
I don't know. You can. It does happen over there and it's bloody tough.
Well, normally not before you start. Prove you're worthy of being cut before they cut you.
Exactly. Marcus Harris, another one I want to talk about, some individuals. He made 185 off 311 balls in the second innings, Jim. In man of the match, our man, little Marcus. Well done to him.
We're in the county championship.
He plays for Leicestershire. Mm-hmm. And they were taking on Middlesex. So well done.
Yes, nice.
Chasing 303 to win, and he got him over the line. So well done to our little man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Little Marcus. And a dream has come true for Aussie star. Guess what his name is? Remy Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
Son of Wayne.
Well, there's lots of Gardners.
Ryan?
Michael?
No. Wayne Gardner, of course. So well done to Remy, who's, guess what? It's been a journey for him, Jim. He spent one season Moto3 over there. Five in Moto2. Now he's in with the big boys, MotoGP.
Very good.
And he's joining the Tech3 KTM team.
Right, nice.
Very nice team. That.
Right.
And one more bit.
Oh,
because I've got individuals everywhere
here,
Jim.
It's just been a ramble.
Melbourne Storm. And we were praising Nico Hines.
Rugby league.
That's it. Nico Hines on the weekend played a great game for the Storm, kicked all the points, was fantastic.
Yes.
And guess what, Jim?
What?
He's just signed a 3-year deal with Cronulla.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Cronulla?
The Sharks. He's going to the Shire. So he's just signed it this week, a 3-year deal to go
to
up there.
To leave our boys.
To leave the Storm. Oh, and he's playing good rugby, and he's gone. So there you go. There's a wrap of everything there.
Oh, God.
I don't know if it
was a wrap. I think Maddie's already putting another song together.
I don't know if there's too much more that you just wouldn't know. You could walk around the streets and you'd know everything.
Oh, my God.
Peter Dixon, documentary maker, is going to join us very soon. But up next, one of our all-time favourites, triple premiership hawk, Josh Gibson.
People flat enough.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Without hearing that crap.
Yeah.
They're flat enough.
Which bit in particular?
The whole lot.
I don't think
so. A lot of it made no sense.
Found out about Shane Hill's daughter.
Especially that bit.
Marcus Harris.
The way you started that bit, I'm going to revisit later in the show.
Remy Gardner.
Josh Gibson joining us next. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep. I love big saggy balls.
I go.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by another one of our all-time favourites and Channel 9 star. So you want to be a champ?
Our next guest won three premierships with the Hawks, so it's fair to say he's not used to losing.
Number six, Josh Gibson.
But on Celebrity Apprentice, he's being forced to fight for his life.
So, Josh, I'm going to ask you again. Who would you fire?
These two ladies to my left.
I'd probably fire Josh.
And for now, he's still winning.
You're all off scot-free.
Please welcome Josh Gibson.
Oh, nice to speak to the Gib. He's wiped us like a dirty house, Fatty. We used to have him all the time on this show.
He's on TV.
Now
mate.
He's on TV. He's Celebrity. Living in Ballarat. He's riding bloody horses. And he's forgotten who his mates are. Is that fair, Gibbo?
Oh, it's just nice to get an invite back, boys. Oh. Well, I think the shoe's on the other foot, to be honest.
How are you going with it, mate? Of course, Celebrity Apprentice there on 9, 7 p.m. Monday and Tuesday.
And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's on. That's right, Bill. You 66% right, mate. We can't expect 100% from you.
No. How are you going with it all? How did it all go?
No, look, it was fun, challenging. Bill, you'd know, not so much James, but playing a team sport, it's all about doing it together.
Yep.
A lot of individuals on the show, so James would probably fit in.
He'd
but
be right.
Trying to get everyone together, you know, ultimately you're trying to raise money for your charity, and you guys have done a lot of work with My Room as well, who I was competing for. So you're trying to get them all to work hard, mate, 'cause you're trying to win that money.
Yeah, but you say it's team, but then the individual kicks in, yeah?
Well, that's it. You're doing this, the task or the challenge as a team, but ultimately, you know, if you lose or you're in that boardroom, you do have to fight for your life, and you can't pull your punches.
Well, tell us about the host too, Lord Alan Sugar. He's from the UK, and this is Dangerous Dave, Jim, our man.
Oh, yes.
Have a listen to what Dangerous Dave thinks he looks like.
And who's the boss?
Lord Sugar.
Who you said looks like a what?
This was an off-air conversation.
To say it.
His face looks like a testicle, I thought. That was that wasn't to go...
looks like dangerous. A testicle. That's
looks
from
like
Dangerous.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Josh?
I can see some similarities when I look back at those forehead wrinkles. But no, he's a very hard man, Lord Sugar. You know, just I mentioned you don't pull your punches. Well, he certainly doesn't pull them. He has a go at everyone, and you walk in there pretty nervous every day, thinking, is it going to be my time to be fired?
Yeah, someone told me, and I didn't believe it. I'll be brutally honest. I didn't believe it. Because Gibbs a Brighton dweller.
He is.
I used to see him with his shirt off walking his dog like a real smack.
The restaurant and the cafe down
there. And he had the joint on the beach. So someone tried to tell me that he was living in Ballarat.
Yes, Jim.
Which is a dump.
No,
I didn't believe it.
At least it's
when
regional.
I heard that, I did not believe. So where are you actually living, Gibbo? Because it couldn't be Ballarat.
No, look, so we've got... right now, we're actually in Ballarat because we're just renovating our house at the farm. But the farm is over towards Dalesford Way.
Dalesford Way.
So, yeah, we're on 200 acres over there.
Right. Are you still breaking in horses or something? That's what you were doing last time, I reckon, we spoke to.
I'm at camp drafting, so still do that, which is great. And it's the off-season now, Bill, so just having a bit of fun. But, no, love it. It's my new way to keep the competitive juices flowing.
And, of course, very, very famous player for the Hawks. And people forget, got his start off the rookie list at North. Well, those two clubs going well, Gibber?
I know. It's just last and second last.
What the bloody hell's going on?
Oh, 225 games, Jim. Three premierships at the Hawks. They're all Australian.
Two best and fairest.
225 games, kicked 5 goals.
Yeah, it's not about quantity, mate. It's about quality, Bill.
Oh, come on, Josh. Didn't you have 40 possessions one game? You took about 20 marks?
It was 42 possessions, but who's counting? I think I took the goal that game as well. But, hey.
And a new addition on the way?
Oh, yes, a little Gibbo.
Yeah, that very excited little man coming in due early September, mate. So we're wrapped. You know, there'll be a few... father-son opportunities coming around that time with Buzz just had another one and there's a couple of other Hawks that are they've got some on the way as well. So very exciting.
Your little man might end up, being a cricketer. Given Gibbo's dad's Viv Richards.
No, it's not Viv Richards. It's not Viv Richards. Otis Gibson. Is it Otis Gibson?
Otis Gibson.
I tell you,
just grows legs every time I talk to you, blokes.
So,
but your background is West Indian, is it?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, we are. Dad's from Barbados, West Indies, so grew up on cricket as a kid. So who knows, mate? Who knows which way you'll go?
How good would that be?
What about a name like Mel?
Oh, no.
No. I can't give you a name, Bill, but I can promise you it won't be Mel.
Listen to Bill. He thinks that's the funniest thing he's ever said.
He could do a film out here in Bacchus Marshway, Jim. Yeah, just to
Clunes
and New
Yanks. Rein him in, Jim.
I can't. Gibbo, I can't. I've told you, there's a chair here for you whenever you want to come and join us because I'm sick of Fat. I've had enough of him. All right, so Celebrity Apprentice, we're loving that, of course. Good luck with the pending arrival.
Tell the people when it's on, Jim. It's on Sundays at 7 p.m.
Mondays at 7, and then Mondays and Tuesdays it starts at 7:30.
And you're raising funds for My Room Children's Charity. Well done to you for that.
That's right. Yep, they're all about trying to eradicate childhood cancer, mate. So great cause. Get behind it. Watch the show.
Brilliant. Well done, Gib.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill coming up next. An award-winning documentary maker, Peter Dixon.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infanities.
Profanities. Write that down, please.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Straight after the footy on Saturday night, Channel 7 are airing a very powerful documentary.
Our next guest is the director of a new documentary, The Ripple Effect.
Photos on the wall that I see myself put into my skin, and it does sort of knocks you around a bit after all those years.
When's the last time you were actually abused?
Probably today, and I haven't even seen my Twitter account.
Be proud of your identity, regardless if you're Indigenous or non-Indigenous. That's a message that everyone can do this.
Please welcome Peter Dixon.
Hey, it's called The Ripple Effect. It's going to air after the Dreamtime game on Channel 7 this weekend. And Pete's an extraordinarily talented documentary and filmmaker. He joins us now. Welcome, Pete.
Hey, JB. Hey, Billy.
Well,
hey,
Pete. I haven't seen this amazing piece of work, but I'm not surprised it's good. The last time we chatted, I reckon, was just after you released Forged in Fire, the Ashes documentaries back in 2017, which if you haven't seen them, you must. They are absolutely extraordinary. But tell us a bit about The Ripple Effect.
Yeah, Nathan Lovett Murray, who you'd be well aware of, approached me a couple of years ago, actually, I think nearly now. It's been a long process. And had this idea to do a film around the theme of Nikki in the moment and pretty much focus on racism and the effects, the long-term effects on mental health, not only for Indigenous, but for all cultures who suffer racism. So that's where it started. And to his credit, Nate, you know, found the funding for it, which is always a problem for these type of films and who takes it. And he worked and worked and worked and chased and got the funding, and we got there. So then I just had to sort of begin, and then COVID hit and put us all back last year. So it's been a long process. But the thing out of it, JB, is it's the documentary is the TV and hopefully gets a life out there on streaming. But the school, there's a school program, there's another version, which is a 20-minute version that I've cut down, which will be going out into schools over the next 2-3 years. And St Kilda will be taking out players and really teaching kids the new generation. And I think that's where this is going to have a real impact because it's going to be the next generation that changed behaviour.
Spot on. That is spot on, Pete, because that's where you've got to go, mate. Because if we're honest, our vintage and before us, they're very racist, really, to be honest, if we're all honest. So that is good. You get it into the schools, new generation, as you said, and then they can learn what these poor people go through.
Well, exactly. My three kids, I've got three young kids, they don't see colour.
Yeah.
I mean, their mates are, you know, it's such a different world. But we still have this element in society that, and this film is really raw and it's pretty brutal. The likes of Nova, Josh Adokar are on it, Nathan himself, they tell
Otis?
Their stories.
What about Otis Hope Carey? They reckon
Otis
he's
Carey
very,
is a star, Bill.
Powerful.
The actual interview process with Otis, I came away from that really emotional.
Yeah,
It was, you know, and I'm thinking, it sort of got me thinking at that point after Otis, if I'm making this film and I'm feeling disaggravated and distressed about it, imagine they're the ones suffering it. I'm not suffering it. So, but he's powerful. And when you hear it, and I went as hard as I could with this, to be honest, I didn't want to sugarcoat it, and it is pretty full on. But I think people need to get that sort of smack in the face. I think they really do.
So, Pete, just give us the thread of what's going on with this film, exactly what it's about. Is it about the famous photo?
Just yeah, on that, Pete, yeah, you know, yeah. That's what it's all built around, Jim. But, you know, Wayne Luby, is it?
Luby.
He took the photo. So if he doesn't take that photo, I reckon it nearly goes away that day, doesn't it? Because of the photo, we all know what happened there now.
I got Wayne on, and yeah, that photo, you got to give, that's one of the best photos ever taken in this country. And the aftermath, what I sort of touch on here is there's so many athletes and so many stars on this who talk about their experiences, but Nikki is what we pull it back to. There's a thread through it and how they were inspired by Nikki's stance. And the message that Nathan was really strong on is that Nikki called it out back then. You know, he called it out. He saw it, he witnessed it, and he called it out. And that's what we're hoping that happens now. If anyone hears it, they call it out. But Nikki himself was brilliant. I mean, there's some stuff you'll see in Nikki that no one's ever seen before in this, that he's painting, and he's really talented in that area, actually. He's only really just started the last few years. But he opened up his heart and soul for this and lives with it every day. He's the sort of poster boy, as he says, for it, and it's something that Wayne Luby even says, I don't know whether I've ruined Nikki's life, you know, by taking that photo. So, yeah, that Nikki's the thread that we keep coming back to, and, they have a huge amount of admiration for Nikki, everyone who's took part.
You know, it's really interesting, Pete. Obviously, growing up in the West, and I was attached to the Claremont Footy Club, which was a blessing in this space because they had the Cracker Brothers and the Lewis family and the Kickets and an incredible Indigenous part of that footy club. But the West, you know, you talk about Nicky Winmar, he played for South Fremantle, but so did Benny Vigona, and so did Stephen Michael, and so did the great Maurice Rioli. So they came over to play in the VFL, I know, talking to Jimmy and Phil, and they said it was incredible because it was so accepted Indigenous football in Western Australia. Suddenly they land in Melbourne, and they'd never experienced anything like it.
Exactly. And I mean, even Nova talks to that, you know, grew up in the Northern Territory, and until she hit, you know, she started starring and getting to the Olympic sort of level, she didn't cop it at all. And then all of a sudden, she came down to the southern states and bang. They're lucky to, in a sense, like Ben Long's on this as well and talks about growing up in the Northern Territory, and he didn't suffer it at all. So there are those few that, and that's a great thing, and I think it's a good thing for the next generation, but there's still a lot that goes on, Jim.
Well, you know, sadly, that in another life, people like Mad Jack Dore, Daniel Wells at North, some of the most horrific things said to them from across the fence that, Pete, and that's 7 or 8 years ago, I couldn't believe that it was possible that those things could be said.
Yeah, and the film actually goes deep into explaining that, and Nathan himself has suffered at Essendon some stuff that it's just heartbreaking. And you know what? It doesn't end in that moment, and this is what I'm trying to get the message across, is he lives with that every day. They all do. We don't have to, but I have so much admiration for just the fact that some days they can get out of bed. Seriously, it's just appalling.
Where can we see this? The ripple effect, where can we see it?
Saturday night, Bill, straight after the Dreamtime game on Channel 7.
It's brilliant, and congratulations not only for Nathan and everyone who's got the funding and put it together, but another brilliant piece of work from you, Pete. They're starting to pile up, and it's a great credit to you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And thanks for putting it out there.
Good on you, Digger.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
Frankly, he's a bullshit artist.
Oh. Wow. What was that?
No doubt about that. Idiot songs, because we do the idiot file, and Maddie does a magnificent job with that, but he came to us in a meeting a while back and said, look, there's just that much stuff, I can't fit it all into the firewood go for 15 minutes.
Oh, is that right?
That's what he said.
Right.
So he said, instead of running it as a full file, because it's hilarious but goes for too long, what I'll do is I'll break it up with a song every now and then to use what's left over, like this one here. The Soup Dragons.
Who are the Soup Dragons?
Idiot. Well, just sit back and enjoy the idiot song.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
I tell you what, why he's always going to be good. I went out to his house one day. He's reading the Thoris. Or the Thor. What do you call that book?
I say a word. Not the Roger's.
Thoris.
Thoris. I'm free. Do what I
want. Any old time. He was in New York recently this bloke. I said I'm free. Do what I want. Any old time. So that's all I needed. Some reaffirmation. I say love. So they had a fan there, they turned it on, and there was a bit of fan, but a breeze, bit of breeze. How fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car? Yeah, not outside the car, but when you're not driving the car.
What is going on?
Right, and the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What a line of questioning is this?
Canaps. Cheese on?
Potato chips on.
Thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
No. Yes. Thesaurus.
Well, it's not a dinosaur. Oh. You think it was a bloody part of the old dinosaurus, do you?
Dinosaurus.
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 Bullying in the workplace.
I'm telling you, Maddie is a genius. How he rolls.
I might take Maddie to court.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
I tell you what. The soup kitchens. Soup dragons.
Soup kitchens. All right.
Soup dragons?
You can't make this up. Like, this is what we get from him. This is might be his worst ever week. Normally, you get September brownless and then bins brownless.
Yeah. You know
where
why,
things
Jim.
Start to drift.
I've been going since March 1.
Is that what it is?
Earlier than that.
So too long, you reckon?
Well, without a break.
Too long without
you
a break.
You weren't here. You were out gallivanting.
Yeah, that's good.
So I've been here with me shoulder to the bone, just working and working day in, day
shoulder
out,
shoulder to the bone.
Day in, day
well,
out.
Well, I tell you what I've got. We're going to do this next. We've got a song coming up. But after this, Bartholomew, I've got an email from Yakka.
Yeah.
Where's requesting
Yakka
from? To rehear, so he's from Ravenhall.
You're full of shit.
I can't. Yakka emails me.
Where from?
He's from Ravenhall.
Ravenhall.
Which is out west somewhere.
Oh, frankly, he's a bullshit artist.
Yeah, so we've got Yakka's email. He's asked to replay something from earlier in the show.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, you can listen to us on your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
It's been a massive show, JB, with some big guests, including Josh Gibson and Peter Dixon. Going to have to watch that documentary on Saturday night. Yeah. Looks
Make
unreal.
Sure you do after the Dreamtime in Perth game. Now, Yakka emails me from Ravenhall, which is out sort of Caroline Springs way.
That way. Have you ever been out
no,
that
I have
way?
Not.
Never.
I reckon we did. Didn't we do something at Caroline Springs back in the footy show days?
You parked out the front with a car running.
I did.
Come in, said hello, and jumped in the car.
I don't think I'm their type out there.
No. They were going to.
They weren't overly enamored.
Do things to you, Jim, that wouldn't have been
Yakka
nice.
So Yakka from Ravenhall. Jim, you star, for Christ's sake, never leave this show. I was interested, he says, to find out what happened to Shayna Heal.
Oh, yes. I told him early, Jim.
Still couldn't understand what happened to her after whatever the hell Bill said. Go Blues. Well, Yakka, let's have a listen.
I've got to tell you about Shayna Heal. So, you know, Hammer's daughter.
Yeah.
She went number eighth pick.
Oh, no. What is that?
Eighth pick. She went number eight pick, Jim. Did you hear what happened, Bart?
What was that?
Chicago Sky picked her up at number eight.
No, we know that bit.
She's at the airport ready to play.
No, I know that bit too.
They cut her. And then the Dallas Wings, which is a terrible name for a side, Dallas Wings, they picked her up and let her go, Jim.
Let me have another listen, please, Bart.
I've got to tell you about Shayna Heal. So, you know, Hammer's daughter, she went number eighth pick.
Oh, no. What is that?
Eighth pick. Eighth.
What is that?
She went number eighth pick.
Yeah. Pick number eight, even.
No, I like to say it the other way.
Yeah, you like to say it the other way. Yeah.
Anyway,
thanks, Yakka.
Good luck to Shayna.
Out there in Ravenhall.
Hasn't got a club, the poor thing.
Mm.
We should get Hammer on and see what he really thinks.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
Something humorous. Mm. The jokes this week have been poor.
No.
Poor.
That's what you say, and you just go with him.
No,
you're
being rubbish.
You're just a sheep. You follow
real
him.
Rubbish.
You follow him, even though you like to give a little chuckle. You can't, because Jimmy, all big right. boss Jimmy's over.
Well, here we go.
Righto.
Make it the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
And I know you won't laugh at this one either, Rabs.
Because it's probably not funny.
Because it won't be funny. Yeah, exactly.
A sales guy rings the doorbell at a house, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And the door opens and there is a 12-year-old kid holding a glass of cognac, smoking a cigar, and two bikini-clad young women standing behind him. The sales guy, a bit stunned, to be honest, says, is your dad home? The kid replies, what the f***? Do you reckon?
Oh, no.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. Jim, well, what do you reckon? Do you reckon Dad's home, Mum and Dad? No, Jim, they're not home. He's having a cognac
He's
and a cigar.
He's having a cognac.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Anyway, we move on.
Yeah, we need
we
to.
We move on.
We need to move on.
Those
quickly.
Poor people in the lockdown.
Oh, no. Listening to that.
Frankly, he's a bullshit artist.
I don't know who says that.
Oh, my goodness.
Another cameo.
Real bad
just
one.
Come in.
It's another $5.
100. We are King of Geelong.